Revelation chapter 6.
I watched as the Lamb opened one of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four beings say with a voice as loud as thunder, "Come!" I looked, and behold, there was a white horse. The person who was riding it had a bow. He was given a crown. As a conqueror, he rode out to conquer. And when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second being say, "Come!" And another horse came out. It was red like fire. The person who was riding it was told to take peace away from the people of the earth, so that they would kill one another. He was given a great sword. And when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third being say, "Come!" I looked, and behold, there was a black horse. The person who was riding it had in his hands scales for weighing. I heard something like a voice come from among the four beings. It said, "A quart of wheat for a silver coin, 3 quarts of barley for a silver coin, but don't hurt the olive oil or the wine." And when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth being say, "Come!" I looked, and behold, there was a pale-colored horse. The rider was named Death. Hades was following him. They were given authority over 1/4 of the earth. They could kill with the sword, with famine, with disease, or use wild animals from the earth. And when the Lamb opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been killed because they had proclaimed the message of God and because of the testimony that they had given. They pleaded loudly, "How long, holy and true Master, will you ever judge the people on earth and pay them back for killing us?" Each of them was given a white robe. They were told to rest a little while longer until everything was complete. Their fellow servants and their brothers were also about to be killed, as they had been killed. And when the Lamb had opened the sixth seal, I observed a great earthquake. The sun became black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon became red like blood. The stars of the sky fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its figs when it is shaken by a strong wind. The sky pulled back like a scroll which is rolled up. Every mountain and island was moved from its place. The kings of the earth, the important men, the commanders, the rich men, the strong men, all the slaves, and the free men hid themselves in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of the one who is sitting on the throne, hide us from the Lamb's punishment. The great day of their punishment has come. Who will be able to stand? No one."